sit back and kick up your feet. Have a seat and listen to the street. It's Slats Unicorn Podcast. Drinking beer and smoking grass at the Slats Unicorn Podcast. It's a gas at the Slats Unicorn Podcast.
I want to kill the unicorn.
It's like playing with my emotions.
Everybody,
what's your favorite horny horse?
Splat.
How's everybody doing?
How are my horny horses? Everybody's good. No one's got the bucky pox.
Yeah.
Well, isn't that beautiful?
How's everybody doing? We're going to try this video thing today.
See how it goes.
But our YouTube channel has got a few videos on there, a few test videos. Give me some feedback. Go to Splat Unicorn on YouTube and tell me how it is going. Thank you. Why, thank you. Thank you, dear sir, or ma'am, or theys. For you are the glue to this rock we call Earth. Oh, it's been a hot weekend. Hot week. We're supposed to get some major thunderstorms. I'm still waiting on those. A lot of shit going on. Not really. Football. Some movies. Let's see what I watch. Oh, I watched this movie Uncharted with the new Spider-Man dude, Tom Holland, and Mark Wahlberg. Who else was in that sumbitch? Oh, Antonio Banderas. He was in there. It was a pretty good fucking movie. I didn't think I was going to enjoy it. I thoroughly liked it. The ending was good. You have to stick. It does one of them superhero things where you got to stick around for a minute, you know. It was really a good movie, though. I did appreciate it for what it was done, what it did. I'm surprised it wasn't as popular, but what are you gonna fucking do, right? But other than that, I was watching some USFL. But we'll talk about that in the fucking all-star race. Let me fucking tell you. I will tell you on Friday. I got a little frustrated. Not with NASCAR. Not with the all-star race. But I will tell you on Friday. Tune in to Splat's Unicorner Podcast presents the Sports Shit Show. And there I will tell you my frustrations. How I could not enjoy a simple all-star game on fucking Sunday. But I will tell you why I'm fucking, why I'm frustrated. So tune in on Friday. Splats Unicorner Podcast presents the Sports Shit Show. What else was there? I saw the Doctor Strange movie. It was good. I like how they're getting this multiverse thing. It's a little complicated, but if you're not a dumb dumb, you can figure it out. And I say Dumb Dumb with Love. What else was there? I know there's something else I watched, but I can't fucking remember. Oh, I've been watching Succession. I'm on the last episode of the first season. And let me tell you something. I don't think normally I'd be into these types of shows, but damn, this is good. This is a good show. Good actors. I'll tell you that much. Really good fucking actors. I took a break from True Detective. That takes a lot of energy out. That takes a lot of emotion and energy out of you. What else? What else was? Oh. Let's see if we can get a trailer on this one. Or maybe we already talked about it on here. But the George Carlin 2-part series documentary on HBO Max or HBO, wherever you find your HBOs. Check it out. Now, I only say check it out. Fuck, I wish I knew what the name of it was. I say check it out because George Carlin kind of molded my way of thinking in life when I was a young, in probably late teens, early 20s, where he taught me. I voted once in my life, right? And I voted for Ross Perot. Maybe twice. One that I can remember. But I voted for Ross Perot. And then I started getting more and more into George Carlin and listening to what he was saying. And as I got older and older, all his specials, it was like, wow, somebody actually believes or thinks the way that I do when it comes to society and government and humans in particular. He says what a lot of us are feeling. He is honest, and that kind of molded me when I heard what he was saying. I was like, yes, exactly. Fuck everybody. And since I was a young man, that's kind of the attitude I've had. So I'm an atheist. I believe when he's saying these things, it's almost like, and there's some things I probably don't agree with, you know, I mean, with everything. I don't agree with everything. Just because I like something doesn't mean I agree with it in its totality, right? There's a lot of shit I don't agree with, but I like. Does that make sense? Probably not. But go check out this. Let me find this trailer for. Come on, guys. For new George Clooney. That's what came out first. Get the fuck out of here. Dorks. George Carlin. Yes. Thinkity-doo-dolls. That's what it's called. It's called Carlin's The American Dream. And you'll be able to hear it. You won't be able to see it. I don't have that kind of technology here. So my apologies. And that's all I'll say about that. Here we go.
Would you all meet George Carlin?
Hey, baby, what's that?
We got assholes, scumbags, jerk-offs, and dipshits. And they all vote.
He was funny, he was smart, he was opinionated.
I wanted to be just like him.
He was just so cool.
Here's the list of words you can't say all the time.
Shit, piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker, and tits.
And the crowd goes crazy.
Shit, piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker, and tits.
They arrested me for profanity.
The Supreme Court restricts the broadcast of dirty words.
I'm going to jump to it right now. He's the Beatles of comedy.
I began this dream of standing in front of people and having their attention.
My mother was his biggest champion. She just had a way of lifting people up and believing in them. They were comrades in arms. But then what happened was...
Their relationship was fucking amazing. And she and he stuck with her bullshit, and she stuck with his bullshit up until, well, I don't want to ruin it for you, but up until the end, man. Ryder dies. They don't make them like they used to. Sorry about that.
Superstardom. My mom was alone all the time. She's feeling left behind, and now the drugs are there. And that really did undermine everything in our family.
I did as much cocaine as there was in the immediate three-county area at that time.
He had collapsed in on himself.
My career began to wane.
I had to find my voice.
In 1988, we were going to go do the show to laugh at him because he was this older comic.
Bill Burr.
And Carlin came out with like a howitzer.
Now they're thinking about banning toy guns, and they're going to keep the fucking real one.
He didn't want to be that George Carlin anymore. He wanted to be a different George Carlin.
What I really was a rebel.
He really was.
We can't educate our young people, can't get health care to our old people, but we can bomb the shit out of your country, all right?
Exactly. Come on,
arise and win. Stand-up's the hardest thing. He did the hardest thing for the longest time.
He was challenging society to be better.
Life is sacred? Who said so? God? Hey, if you read history, you realize that God is one of the leading causes of death.
George is still relevant. He changed comedy 3 or 4 times, and he's still talking to us.
Things that he was getting at were so profound to the culture.
What would you do if you were the planet trying to defend against this pesky species? Viruses.
They try to divide people so that they can run off with all the fucking money.
Bullshit is the glue that binds us as a nation. It's the American dream. Because you have to be asleep to believe it.
That is a great. I'll tell you what. I highly, 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 highly recommend it. And if you don't know, for anybody out there that's not familiar with his shit, go out there and listen to his shit. If you like this podcast, you're going to enjoy his comedy. Because my views on everything are similar. Maybe not the same sometimes, but similar. And there's nothing wrong with that. Free thinkers are fucking the best people. Right? We're not voting for any. We're not out there. Yeah, the voting's about to happen. Everybody with their little fucking happy I voted. Fuck. Look at me, I voted sticker. That's going to be sad to see that. You know, just when you think you're out in the clear, you motherfuckers come out with your like, every fucking picture on fucking social medias and the interwebs. Oh, I voted today. I voted. Look at me. Look at me walking to the booth and skickety skook. I voted. Now, we have to fucking know. I don't understand why we have to fucking know, though, right? So, people, can we normalize not wearing those stupid and wear them? Just don't fucking paste them all over the fucking interwebs, man. Nobody wants to see that. Nobody gives a fuck if you voted. I guarantee you, not one. I'm looking at you now. Not one fucking person gives a fuck if you fucking voted. So we don't need your little fucking sticker pictures. I mean, do what you want, but. Oof. Stop it. Stop making that normal. We don't care. Nobody gives a shit. All right. Speaking of shit, you don't see me wearing a sticker going, I just took a dump. I just took a shit. No. Stop. And it's coming too, right? I already see these signs. Come in to the fucking grocery store for early voting. I'm like, no, man. I don't. I'm so. I feel like the fucking voting bullshit just ended. Oh, Christ. It just fucking ended. And we're doing it all over again. Fuck. How long before? How come we don't see these? Oh, I guess we do. Yeah, I've seen a couple. These fucking commercials, you know. Greg Abbott. I don't want to say nobody's name and get sued, but. It's a sad day in the fucking spirit world. If you're out there voting and you think it fucking matters, sorry, it doesn't. And you can be mad all you want. And if you vote, Good on you. That's what you do. Hey, some people go to church. I don't fucking say nothing. But when you guys start fucking slamming them pictures in my face, them little fucking sticker pictures, I'm allowed, bro. I can come on here and say something. Right? Just like if you came to my door on a fucking Saturday morning, oh, Jesus, listen, Jesus, God, and blah, blah, blah. I'm going to be like, fuck you. You want to hit this fucking doobie or shut the fuck up? Because we don't do that here. I don't come to your house talking about atheism, right? I don't come to your fucking, I don't show pictures of me not voting. I didn't vote today. Look at me. Oh, just stop it, man. Everybody just wants to be inclusive, man. I got black friends, dude. Shoot. I could talk like this because I got black friends and shit. You know, shit like that. It's like, you're not inclusive, you dumb dumb. not saying you're inclusive and shit is being inclusive. Am I right? I'm gay and I voted. Ooh, look at me.
Nobody asked you. Shut the fuck up and sit down, please.
I'm a girl and I voted.
Nobody gives a fuck. Sit down and shut the fuck up.
I'm a transsexual and I can vote.
Shut the fuck up and sit down with the fucking rest of the dumb fucks. Okay? You're all dumb fucks. I don't give a fuck who you are. Okay? Sit the fuck down. Get that stupid fucking smirk off your face with your fucking sticker. And shove it right up your fucking ass.
I kid around. I'm kidding. It's comedy, folks. Don't. God damn it. Relax. Okay. Everybody's booing me now. Okay. We all turned on Splat there because he went after the voters. It's okay. You're allowed to. It's allowed to be that way. Oh, you guys are tough today. But hey, what are you going to do? Go watch the George Carlin documentary. I think you'll enjoy it. And then let me know what you think. And you can reach us. You can reach us at splatunicorner@gmail.com. You can reach us on Unicorner on Facebook. You can reach us at splatunicorner on Instagram. And anywhere you get your podcast. But if you want to reach us, get us hold of us on those types of things. And you can also see the videos and whatnots. Dropped my new single, Wildin' Freestyle. Go check it on Splatunicorner Podcast. Splatunicorner. I think it's Splatunicorner on YouTube. Not on YouTube. Just go to YouTube and look up.
Oh, God. Who's on first? Who's on what's on second?
Whatever the fucking dumbass joke was back in the day. I am out of drinky drink. There's something I forgot to look it up, but there's, I believe it's in Michigan. I could be wrong. I couldn't find anything on it, but I heard a clip of it on Rover's Morning Glory, and it was this conservative lady that apparently
Mr. Trump is backing up because they're Republican and he doesn't look into their backgrounds or nothing. You know.
Ah, by the way. Ah. Shameless plug for you there, Carlos. I wish I could remember the bitch's name. But this lady goes on this podcast, right? Con- let's go look up conservative lady. Lady candidate. Google's like, you are sexist as a motherfucker. Is it Christina Caroma? Huh. Candidate removed from ballot. No. Well.
This doesn't make any goddamn sense. I wonder if it's her. Who's Stephanie Reagan?
Who the fuck are these people? Huh. I wonder if it's this lady. I wish I could get the video. Do we have video or podcast? I don't know. Maybe we'll do it next week, but I can't find it. And I can't remember where I heard it. But basically, I know where I heard it, what show, but I can't remember what they said. But it was this conservative lady talking about Roe versus Wade, saying it's against society, has to get back to religion and Christian, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh my fucking God. Here we go. See ya. But basically, I'll get the clip. I won't be able to do it today, but we'll get it for next week. But I'll get the clip. And the lady was like, we need to be a Christian society. We need to get rid of birth control, basically. I'm paraphrasing here. We need to get rid of abortions. We need to, what was the other one? Gays aren't very godlike. There's something in the Bible, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, what the fuck? What the fuck? Here we go again. See, Republicans. Republicans. You're going to fuck it up just like the liberals are doing it now, right? All this not gays, no one should get an abortion. You know, before it was your body, your fucking choice when it came to vaccines. How many fucking times we got to tell you this? I thought you were on the side of that. But apparently you're not. Apparently you're fucking almighty fucking God. Wants to fucking stop you from having babies, or wants to stop you from killing babies, or whatever, and, but it's okay to shoot a man if he fucking knocks down my fucking door, and he's brown. Are you guys fucking dumb? Somebody explain this to me. Explain why this woman, and you know what, I'm gonna be honest with you, I'm neither one. Fuck you both. But when I started hearing, like, these conservatives or these liberals freaking out going, oh, God, they're going to take the gay rights away, the transgender rights away. Oh, my God, everything. And I was like, oh, here we go. I was like, that's bullshit. It's just propaganda. And then I heard the fucking conservative lady say it. And I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with this bitch? Okay. I don't know, but goddamn, she was saying shit like, and the guy's agreeing with it. The fucking dumb dumb on the fucking podcast is like, yeah, that's not very godlike, is it? Blah, 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 blah. Who the fuck are you people? And when did you become the fucking, measurement for fucking who's... Who's, I don't know. That's just, we cannot go in this direction, people. I know everybody hates the liberals and everybody hates the conservatives and everybody hates this and this and that, but we gotta fucking stop. where you guys got to stop. Stop voting for these fucking idiots. Well, Spy, you should get out and vote too. No. No. I can't. Why? It just doesn't make sense. I never have. I never will. I'm not going to fucking do it. You guys are entertainment for me, and that's it. And I learned that from George Carlin. To sit back and watch you dum-dums and just enjoy the fucking entertainment. Because we're too far gone. I've said this before in previous podcasts. We're too far gone. We can't go backwards. We can't go the way of the fucking Indians. They had it right. But we're like, no, we need gold. We need gold. Bring the black man over to fucking dig some gold for us. Oh, shit. We can plant cotton here. You know, come on. Why are we going backwards? It's so frustrating. It is so frustrating. My allergies are fucking killing me right now. But it's... Everybody wants segregation, separation and segregation at this point, right? I was watching this documentary about Abercrombie and Fitch, right? And it's basically how a white man running a company had all white staff in the early 90s, blah, blah, blah. And that's racist because he was just making, he was marketing a certain type of people, white people, right? Now, as his business, isn't that his right? He's not, that doesn't make him racist, right? If you're selling bongs and fucking pipes, you're selling to a certain crowd, right? So why, well, this, I mean, some of it was wrong, a lot of it was wrong, but in a nutshell, what about FUBU, right? For us, by us. How many people, how many fucking white people were on that board? Probably the investors. Sean John. Who do you, how many fucking white people you think are on that board? So let's stop it. Stop it. No one believes the owner of Abercrombie & Fitch was fucking racist. He's just, he grew up a certain Americana. And it wasn't like N-word this or N-word that. You guys will just call racism on anything. And I'm not talking about you guys, the black people. I'm talking about the white people that are so concerned that they have to be conclusive that they got to call racism on fucking everything. And it's all started because of this Asian guy wasn't like, well, there's no Asian people around here. Well, that's racist. No, it isn't, dum-dum. You're working there. Obviously, how did you know to go, or were you just shopping there? I can't remember, but I think he worked there or something. Maybe he was just shopping there. And he's looking around, he's like, there's a lot of white people on these posters. Oh, shit. Or should I say, oh, there is a lot of white people on your walls. Bad Asian accent, but it's okay, guys. It's just jokes. But God damn it, man. I mean, you can't watch nothing without just being like, racist. This is a documentary says 5 years ago, you were racist. By God. White guilt, I guess. I don't know. Is that what they call it? There's another thing I'm starting to hate is enlightenment. Like, it's a bad thing. We all should be enlightened or entitlement. We all are entitled to life. You can act like you're entitled. Act like you're entitled. And guess what? That doesn't mean you are entitled. But we all are entitled. We're allowed to think whatever we want, what we should have and shouldn't have. Now, if you go get those things, that's on you. If you go pursue and get the things that you want, you're entitled to whatever the fuck you want. Stop saying it. Oh, well, that's entitlement. Well, fuck yeah, it is. The fuck's wrong with you? You jealous? I mean, what? I ain't talking about... I think you guys are probably going to take that the wrong way, but that's not how it was. Oh, you can't say nothing anymore. It was a joke, people. Calm down, motherfuckers. You guys are booing me all motherfucking day today, ain't you? That's all right. I can take it. It's no skin off my teeth. But you know what? We're going to take a break. All right? Because I have to pee. One, I have to pee. Two, we're going to hear something from a couple of our buddies, a couple of our sponsors. So hold your fucking horses. Hey, everybody, Splat here, and we are talking TheFrequency.com. That's T-H-E-E, Frequency.com. And here, or there, or anywhere your spirit is in need, go to TheFrequency.com. That's T-H-E-E, Frequency.com. There they have crystals. Crystals for healing powers, for your meditation times, anything you feel that your spirit is hungering for, go to TheFrequency.com. Crystals, tarot card readings. They have witch spells. They have, speaking of tarot card readings, if you go to episode 55, around February 28th, we did a tarot card reading by the owner of TheFrequency.com. That's T-H-E-E, Frequency.com, Sarah Miller. And she gave me a reading live on the show. So go back, check out that episode. And remember, if your spirit needs something, they will guide you in the right direction. They have what your spirit needs, and they also have what your spirit doesn't need, so to speak. They want to get rid of that shit. But anyway, go to TheFrequency.com and tell them Splat's Unicorner sent you. Okay? So, set your feed your spirit and set it free at TheFrequency.com. T-H-E-E Frequency.com. Hey, everybody. I know it's getting crazy. The weather in Texas is getting crazy. And if you're in the Austin area, go see Jessica at Just Hail at 512-221-3013. Again, go ask for Jessica at Just Hail, 512-221-3013, or justhail.net. And they will take care of all your hail needs. So get on over there and tell them Splat Unicorn sent you. Hey. Hey, everybody. Welcome back.
Take a little tinkle and listen to some words. And that's about it.
Oh, thanks for that break. So, while I was tinkling, while we were gone, while you guys were listening to my friends and stuff, I found the lady in Michigan, Jackie Eubanks. Jackie Eubanks, the devil. The fucking devil. That's who she is. Fuck you, bitch. You're a fucking cunt. Right? I'm saying it. You're a fucking cunt. Fuck you. Let's listen to this bitch, what she's got to say. Michigan State Representative candidate Jackie Eubanks. Fuck off. Fuck off. Fuck off. Wants to ban birth control.
You're a faithful Catholic, meaning you believe everything the church teaches?
Yes.
Everything?
Yes.
Everything?
Yes.
So you are, you see that the use of contraception is against natural moral law?
Yes.
Is destructive, a doorway to abortion, blah, yes, blah, and all that and everything else.
Yes.
You see the whole, everything going on with Roe, mm-hmm, for example, right now, and all the left, you know, becoming completely uncorked, losing their minds. The question, you know, they're saying they're coming after your gay marriage next. They're coming after your birth control after that and everything else. Well, you know what? Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yes. So we need to make a plain statement of fact, which is the reason why the West is great is because Western civilization's underpinning is Christianity. You cannot have a successful society outside of the Christian moral order. And things like abortion and things like gay marriage are outside of the Christian moral order, and they lead to chaos and destruction and a culture of death, which is why we're seeing that today. We have abandoned the Christian moral order as a nation, and we are reaping that destruction.
How do you answer the local press person who might be your age and just sees you as some loony who then she wants to take away your birth control?
Well,
in the state of Michigan.
Sure. So I guess we have to ask ourselves, would that ever come to a vote in the Michigan state legislature? And if it should, I would have to side with it should not be legal. And I think that people believe that birth control is it's better, like you said, because, oh, then you won't get pregnant and you won't need to have an abortion. But I think that it gives people the false sense of security that they can have consequence-free sex. And that's not true, and it's not correct. Sex ought to be between one man and one woman in the confines of marriage.
And open to life.
And open to life, absolutely.
So, Jackie Eubanks. Republican, representative, candidate. Is she a Republican? She has to be, right? So, where do I begin? Where the fuck do I begin? Right? Isn't the conservatives the one always saying, the liberals are taking our freedoms away? What are you doing? Don't vote for them. They're taking our freedoms away. Which they are. But at the same time, what the fuck are you doing right here? How about mind your own fucking business when it comes... I thought you wanted small government. I thought you wanted the government to be less in your business. And here you are, butting in motherfucking people's business, aren't you? A little pokey poke. Who the fuck are you? Who do you think you are? And you fuckos keep fucking voting for these dumb-dumbs. But you see what I'm saying? They're going to take one thing away, and then they're going to get greedy, and then they're going to take another thing away, and another thing, and another thing. The liberals will take something, and the Republicans will take something, and the liberals will take something. And the fucking... It's a fucking swirl. And it's getting fucking old, man. It's getting old. You fucking... Again, if voting worked, they wouldn't let us do it, right? You're voting for their secret society of rich fuckos. It's just a sad fucking world is what it is. Let's leave fucking Christianity out of it. What a fucking concept. Why do you have to shove your fucking beliefs all up in my face like a fucking liberal, you fucktard Judy Eubanks? Huh? And these fucking nut fucks are going to fucking go vote for her. And they're going to put her in there. And everybody's rights are going to be taken away that isn't white. That's what this bitch is saying. Gays can't get married? Why? What the fuck is it Judy Eubanks' fucking business if fucking Adam and Steve are going to get fucking married? I'll tell you. I'll tell you how much. Zero. So explain conservatives write to me at splatsunicorner.com. Unicorner on Facebook, Splash Unicorner on Instagram. Well, Splat, we're conservatives. We don't do that Facebook and Twitter and all that shit no more. We go to Truth Together, motherfucker. Fuck you and your liberal media. Bullshit. Go fuck yourself, buddy. Well, sir, nope. I hate them, too. Everybody's got a fucking we're going over here to speak the truth. And then I tested it, right? I got Getter, and I went on there, and I fucking just threw out an offensive meme, right? Just like the most offensive. And they, ironically, reacted as not a freedom of speech kind of place, apparently. It was beautiful. So I, this ain't the place for me. I just, really, you know what? I said this last week. I shut down my, I didn't shut it down. I just don't post on it anymore, my personal account. Maybe once in a while, I'll pop in and say hi. That's it. Post and ghost for the for this time, for now on. I try not to comment back to the comments. I let you guys comment whatever you want. I try not to react anymore or towards it or against it. I just post and fucking ghost. And I'm sorry for the people that followed my personal account that you are paying the price for fucking dumb fuck. I canceled myself because I don't want to be around those people. Well, Splat, you could have blocked them. No, that ain't, no. Nah. Fuck them. They're the ones that didn't like me. So let them block me. I ain't blocking nobody. Well, so you're saying, no, I just don't want to fucking, I'm just going to stick to working on the fucking show's fucking pages. My personal account has just been tainted by cunts, right? I want to fucking say it. Not all of them are cunts. Some of them are fucking assholes. There's two people that fucking didn't attack me. They had the, maybe they said their piece, but they didn't attack me. Now I've been attacked. Now last, I've lost half of my listeners because of last week's episode, because old Splat was just telling you how to fucking, if you breastfeed, you have nature's fuck, if you can breastfeed, don't sit here and give me your poor fucking stories about not breastfeeding. I can't do this and I can't. How about can do and a little less can not do? Something like that. Anyway. But fuck this bitch. Who? Whatever happened to state separation of state and fucking religion or whatever? Yeah, you can't listen. You can't put up the Ten Commandments at the courthouse, but we can fucking take your rights away. Every single one of them. No gays. No babies. No nothing. God's guns and sons, baby. Maybe if we don't make so many goddamn daughters from these weak-ass hipsters out here, maybe we would be a better society. Sir, I think daughters are really 50% a part of, you know, keeping things going. Yeah, but it takes a real man to make a boy. No, it doesn't, sir. Sir, Mr. MAGA hat, sir. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up and sit down. Oh, Jesus. The world's going to pot, folks. Well, it should be going to pot. We're just not the right kind of pot. I know, it's a joke. What are you gonna do? You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I'm glad I found that Dum Dum's name. I gotta send that to my friend Dina. Because I was trying to say it. She looked at me like she didn't fucking believe me.
So I would like to send it to her. Via
messenger, because that's how people communicate, you know what I mean? With me anyway, it's like, come on, stop it. Stop it. You know what? Let's go see.
Headlines, motherfucker. Let's go see what we got going on down here.
Headlines. Headlines.
Damn, it's always something shit.
Gunman kills 14 children and a teacher and a Texas school governor.
Suspect under arrest in deadly New York City subway. ISIS plot to assassinate George Bush broken up. Russia and China held military exercise in East Asia as Biden visited. Biden set to issue policing order on anniversary of Floyd killing. Okay. Pelosi, a.k.a. Crypt Keeper, responds to Archbishop denying her communion over abortion stance. Fuck this bitch. And fuck that fucking archbishop can suck my dick. Oh, you believers are fucking morons sometimes. Quit, stop it. Just stop it. New names for Fort Bragg and eight other Army bases recommended. Oh, boy. What are they, racist? Let's look into this one. Probably racist. Fort Bragg would become Fort Liberty. Fort Liberty, my friends. For Gordon would be a Fort Eisenhower. And for the first time, Army bases would named after black soldiers and women. You gotta cheer that one on. Oh, Camp Shanique was gonna be fucking booming. An independent commission. commission on Tuesday. Oh, I'm getting canceled. I got half canceled last week's episode. I lost half of my listeners, so whatever. Fuck you. I didn't ask you to fucking agree with me, but don't be an asshole and fucking. Yeah, I can't. I won't listen to nothing else he says because his abortions. He likes to kill babies. I like to kill everything. I don't give a fuck about Camp Shaniqua or Shinakwa or Camp Tyrone. Walmart pulling Juneteenth ice cream. I saw this yesterday. I saw the ice cream anyway. Ice cream after social media backlash. Yes, the social media controls us all. Oh, Mark Zuckerfucker loves you all. He's the god of the metaverse. Zuckerfuck. Walmart is recalling its ice cream commemorating Juneteenth after it received heavy backlash because we listen to whatever the fucking social medias tell us, don't we? I mean, that's what we do. Share and celebrate African American culture, emancipation, and enduring hope. The packaging on the swirl, red velvet and cheesecake flavored ice, reads Juneteenth. Let's do it now. Juneteenth. A holiday marks a celebration of freedom and independence. Walmart said in a statement to The Hill. However, we receive feedback that a few items cause concern for some of our customers, as we sincerely apologize. We are reviewing our assortment and will remove the items as appropriate. Like, what did they say? Juneteenth holiday marks a celebration of freedom and independence, does it not? Okay. Users on social media are instead directing Walmart customers to buy Creamalicious ice cream, a black-owned brand on sale in stores that features a red velvet cheesecake flavor. The Hill and reached out to Walmart for a comment. Juneteenth celebrated on June 19th is the day in 1865 with remaining enslaved people in Galveston, Texas,
were informed by the Union troops of the freedoms their freedom under the Emancipation Proclamation. In June of last year, President Biden signed a bill making Juneteenth a federal holiday, which allows most federal employees to take the day off in observance, as it should. Look, the guy did one fucking thing right. Now, since we're here and we're talking about Juneteenth, liberal media, liberals, conservative media, conservatives, why are we not screaming about this picture of monkeypox, okay? Listen to what I said, monkeypox. Why are we not fucking creating a fucking shitstorm for a black man's hands with monkeypox? Does anybody else find that racist? Nobody? You guys find every fucking else thing fucking racist, but nobody fucking believes that's fucking racist? That's fucking retarded. Oh, shit, I can't say that. That is fucked up. Nobody's saying anything. Is it my dumb, dumb brain? You guys fucking bitch about this. This was racist. This was racist. That was racist. Abercrombie and Fitch is racist. But don't get that monkeypox. Don't get that monkeypox right there. See that man right there up there with the hands? Yeah. A black man and you put out monkeypox? Ooh, let's stop worrying about ice cream that celebrates fucking Juneteenth, and let's worry about the monkeypox picture that has a black man's hands. And now they're saying it's transsexual or transmitted by sex. Monkeypox. Black man's hands. We all should be outraged. There's no fucking racism there. Come on, guys. Get your fucking protest things and your fucking outrage things together. Your fake outrage. Let's get it together. And guess what? I have a race card, too. Yes, that's true. I have a race card. So fuck you. Read it. Read it. Read it and fucking weep. Read it and fucking weep. Race card, right? Fucking race card. Fuck off. But I'm kidding around, but seriously, I'm being sarcastic, but nobody finds that a little racist? A black man's hands like this, have you seen the fucking picture yet? And it says, well, monkeypox, third monkeypox. Case has been detected. We should probably look out and close everything down. Yep, that's probably what we should.
Come on, man.
Okay. That's what's coming next, people. Monkeypox is bullshit. But I just thought that was weird. It was a black man's hands, and it's called monkeypox. You can go after Joe Rogan. But don't go after the government and the media and Joe Biden for saying monkeypox with a black man's fucking hands in the picture. Are you guys that fucking insensitive and fucking not inclusive like you claim to be, Mr. Biden? That's why hypocrites, you're all fucking hypocrites, man. What the fuck is wrong with all of you? All of you, liberals, conservatives, you're all fucking, what the fuck? Use your fucking brains, man. Common sense. Where the fuck is common sense? It's like we fucking lost it, man. And it doesn't fucking make sense. But anyway, I guess I'm the one being spitting. I'm a white guy spitting the outrage, buddy. But that's okay. Isn't that the thing to do? Be white and be outraged by somebody else's race or inclusive? You're
you're appropriating this or that.
Oh, but one, if you're voting for Judy Eubanks, oh, I hope you die a slow fucking death one day, because you are part of the fucking problem in our society. It has nothing to do with your fucking God or your fucking this or your fucking that. Ugh, we need to be in a society where, you know, if you didn't have sex, there wouldn't be abortions. Huh? Ma'am, that's ludicrous. And people like this bitch, they're the ones that didn't get fucking burned at the stake for being witches. Okay? This bitch is a fucking witch. If this was back in 1800s in Salem, I'd be like, that bitch? Burn her. Burn that bitch. That is a witch. He's crazy! Abortions! I'm pretty sure if I yelled out abortions and Salem in the 1800s, they'd be like, you're a wizard, or whatever, warlock, you're a war, whatever the fucking wizard, witch, are you a trans witch? Nah, sir, I'm a Sam witch. I'm sure someone's going to write me and be like, you shouldn't say that about the witches of Salem. You can't say that. They were actually burned. They were actually burned. You can't say bad things about them, Splat. That's not good. They really had a life too, Splat. They were burned alive. And I have nothing to do with that, but I'm just doing some good tears here. Look. Oh, man, I should have been an actor. Look at that. Look. Oh, shit. I had some good tears going there. Starting. Oh, I should have been an actor. What the fuck's wrong with me, Coco Bean? Speaking of, happy birthday, Coco. She just turned 9 on the 14th. I was mistaken. I kept saying the 17th, which was I thought was the 14th. I don't know. I got really confused, but who cares? Because of fuck, she's mine. She's as old as I want her to be, but she just turned 9. We have a birthday coming up. One of our OGs at the Splatch Unicorn podcast, one of our very first listeners, longtime fan, Miss Michaels. Happy birthday! And enjoy a mega pint this weekend. I'm hoping to see you. My mega pint thing went away.
Come on, man.
I know. Oh, it sucks.
It sucks when nothing works for you around here, people. Come on, Splat, get your shit together. How about go fuck yourself?
Because I don't give a fuck. This is a podcast. This is what we do here. We talk about things that are not so controversial. Talk about things that are controversial. We don't like religion. We do like. We respect you if you do like religion. We don't judge here, people. We do not judge here. Unlike your fucking asshole that you're voting for, we don't judge. Unlike your God, we don't judge. God don't judge. Oh, please. Christian, please. Religious motherfucker, please. I don't know how to include everybody. I'm gonna play my single at the end of the show. It won't be on this video, so you'll have to go to Spotify or Anchor, or wherever you get your podcasts. Scoot, if you don't even want to hear the rest of this bullshit, because it's not a great podcast, I get it. But scoot on down to the end, check out the fucking, or you can just check on down this page, right down there somewhere. I think it's down there. I think it's down there in the beginning. If you look down on the beginning of this little playlist of my fucking channel, yeah, look down there. Wylan Freestyle. It's not the greatest. I don't care. But I enjoy doing it. thank you. Skeet, skeet. What else? Happy birthday again, Miss Michaels.
Go on.
Oh, sorry. Happy birthday to you. 29 is a great age. You deserve to be 29. Happy birthday to Miss Michaels. She's been a fan for years. Year and a half. And she's turning 29 again. Happy birthday, Miss Michael. Also, happy birthday to my mother. I miss you. Your death anniversary was last week. It's always my dad's was 2 weeks before his birthday. Fucking weird, right? Is that weird or is it just me? But I guess that's going to be it, folks. If you want to remember to reach us, I'll put it on the screen maybe if I can. Reach us at splatchunicorner@gmail.com. Unicorner on Facebook. Splatchunicorner on Instagram. And Splatchunicorner on YouTube. I'm going to try and upload a couple clips, half-hour clips of the show. They're going to be broken up, maybe. I don't know. I will show it. Maybe we'll show in its totality. I don't fucking know. Okay? Okay. We do what we want around here. And that's what we fucking do. Okay? Okay.
Unicorns are my favorite. They're just my favorite. Go unicorns.
Stay high, stay fly. Peace and love and holy smoke and mud, bitches. Everybody that's listening to the podcast that isn't on YouTube, if you're on Spotify or Anchor, stick around. We're going to play my new single, and I'm going to lead you out till the next episode. Look out for us. Thank you, everybody, for joining us on YouTube, Spotify, Anchor, or wherever you get your podcast. Peace out, bitches.
Hit me wild. Don't forget the fucking shit that I'm buying. 1 ounce, 2 ounce, 3 ounce, full. Let me grab my QP and I'm out the door. Get in the car to take a ride. Clam bacon this car from the inside. Crack a motherfucking Louie, cause I gotta get back to my ride. Inhale, exhale. Shit, I'm about to die. Heartbeat, heartbeat, come back to me. Ain't nobody died from smoking the tree. But now I'm back and it's all okay. Went and got a 20 of this white girl, yay. Awake, so high, watching the clock as the time goes by. Sunrise, here we are again. One little nap and we're gonna do it again. Cause we high, we high, we're getting high. Because we are. Yeah, peace and love and the holy smoke. I'm out, bitches. I said I'm out, bitches.
Come on, man. La 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 la